Today I have no questions and you have no answers. Because in the gospel we have how many questions? 2 questions and many answers. So since the gospel has questions and answers, my homily will be very, very short. You like it, I know that. So today we have questions and answers in the gospel. Jesus asked the questions not to the people, but to the disciples who were with him for 1 or 2 years, maybe, yeah. So he wants to know what the disciples think about him. So the place is called where Jesus asked questions to the disciples, it is Caesarea and Philippi. It is a place for the idol worship. This place is called as the place for the pagan religions. It is named after Caesar and Philip. Caesar is the emperor, and Philip is the son of Herod the Great. So it is called, because it is named after the emperor Caesar and the son of Herod Philip, it is called Caesarea and Philippi. So as I said, this place is known for the pagan worshippers. It is a place for the temple for the Syrian god Baal and Pan. And it is a place for the temples for the Roman god Zeus. And also there was a statue of the emperor Caesar. So in the midst of the idol worshippers, in the midst of the place where there are no believers to Yahweh, the God, true God, Christ has 2 questions to his disciples. The first question, you know, who do people say I am? The question is nothing but, what is the public opinion about me? Christ asked his disciples. Of course, disciples, for a few days, they went for a mission. They proclaimed the gospel of Jesus. They healed many, and they heard about Jesus. And Christ is asking them, okay, what do the people say about me? And there are 4 answers from them. A question and 4 answers. Maybe the disciples told disciples, each one might have said the answers, and we have. The first one, the people say you are John the Baptist. You know, already John the Baptist is martyred, he died. So people think that he has come back again from the dead, because people considered John the Baptist as a great prophet before the Messiah comes. So again, they see Jesus as the same as the John the Baptist. He has come from death. And the second one, they say it is Elijah. You know, Elijah is the greatest of the prophets. We find in the Old Testament. And people believed that before Messiah comes, Elijah will be there. People believed that. The third one, they say it is Jeremiah. Jeremiah is the post-exilic prophet. So they say Jeremiah might have taken the Ark of the Covenant And before Messiah comes, Jeremiah will bring that Ark of the Covenant. And finally, disciples said, "You are one of the prophets." So John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, and finally you are one of the prophets. So people thought that the Christ would be a prophet, like he speaks about God, he heals, yeah. But afterwards, his second question, very important question, he asked, "So what do you say about me?" So people say about me various things. I'm a prophet, Elijah, Jeremiah, okay, whatever may be. But you have lived with me for quite a couple of years. So what do you say about me? There was a pin drop silence. The 12 disciples, no, they had no answer. But Peter had an answer. And he said, "You are Christ. You are the Messiah, the Son of God. The people say you are a prophet, Jeremiah, or Elijah, or John the Baptist. No. For us, we believe that you are the Messiah. You are the true Messiah. You are the Christ. You are the Son of God." And Christ is pleased to the answer of Peter. So I have made another two questions for you to think over it, meditate upon it. The two questions are very simple questions, but you have to find an answer to these questions. What does Jesus mean to you? The first question. What does Jesus mean to you, mean to me? Second one, what difference Jesus making in my life? What difference Jesus making in my life? Why I ask these two questions? Because we are living in the same place called Caesarea and Philippi. We are living in the same place called Caesarea and Philippi. The place is known for the pagan worship, idol worshippers. So we worship false gods. So once we have the answer to the two questions I asked, we will surely come out of that place where we become the worshippers of false gods. We have exchanged the true God for idols, for false gods. We have the false gods like greed, progress, profit, prestige, pleasure, power, domination, lust, and so on. You can add many more things. So what do we have? These false gods in us, it controls us. Though we know who is true God, these false gods like greed, progress, prestige, pleasure, power, domination, lust, it controls us. In reality, these false gods are our self-interest, our selfishness. If we do not come out of this self-interest, selfishness, we cannot come out of the place called Caesarea and Philippi. We cannot come out and see the true God. We preserve ourselves in our self-centeredness, in our selfishness. We preserve ourselves. We are not able to come out and see the people who are close to us. We are not other-centered. Once we become self-centered, you become the worship of yourself. You worship yourself. You become yourself as an idol because you are not seeing others. Once you see others, you come out of yourself, you become the true worshipper of the Messiah, the Christ. For example, I would say, for instance, can you sit for at least 10 minutes prayer? You pray for 10 minutes. But when you sit for praying for 10 minutes, there are a lot of distractions coming on you. You cannot at least concentrate on at least for 10 minutes in prayer. Why? Because you are self-centered. You always think of yourself. So you cannot come out of that. You cannot pray peacefully. So now God wants us. The knowledge of Jesus as Lord and Savior should become living and personal experience for each of us. Should become a living and personal experience for each of us. For that, we should read scripture. We should pray. We should become other-centered. God bless you.